الفاميلي جات سندرو del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
2 for $3 and nice brand veggie chips are 2 for $5.
9 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, water. Governor Jerry Brown still in the midst of a firestorm of discontent over water. Frustrated business leaders and heads of industry went to the Capitol and told the governor that mandatory 25% cutback is unreasonable. Here's correspondent Jim Roop.
Golf courses, cemeteries, builders, water agencies all saying they have already reduced water use. And another 25 to 35% less water could be devastating to their respective industries.
We have less water in this fourth year of the drought, and we may even have less going forward.
Many say if we simply cut back on ornamental watering, such as the street and highway medians in the state, we'd save millions of gallons and clamp down on the bottled water industry, which at this point is not monitored at all.
And now to measles in California.
The measles outbreak in California has now ended.
The measles outbreak that began at Disneyland is over, but with vaccination concerns running rampant, more outbreaks are expected. Here's KGO 810's Tina Rubio.
There have been no cases of measles associated with this outbreak for 42 days.
Dr. Gil Chavez is the deputy director of the State Center for Infectious Disease, and although he says it's over,
it does not mean that there will not be future measles cases.
He says that's due to the fact that many people aren't vaccinated.
Vaccination status was available in only 62% of the cases. Among them, 70% were unvaccinated.
131 people were infected in California.
And we've got more for you on the developing story out of Fresno, where now 14 people were told were injured, four are in critical condition following a large gas explosion that produced a huge fireball this afternoon. It shut down Highway 99 in both directions. This is Fresno Fire Chief Carrie Donis.
There was a backhoe or a tractor of some type that was around the area of a 12-inch gas main that made contact with that main and created this large explosion.
One person so badly burned, they were airlifted to a burn unit at a local hospital. The accident actually happened at a Fresno Sheriff's Department gun range. PG&E crews turned off the gas and fire crews quickly put out the fire.
Hi, can I get a tall pumpkin spice latte?
Sure, name?
But at one Starbucks in Walnut Creek, customers got a lot more than coffee. A peeping Tom. Police say they've arrested a man for allegedly installing a video camera in a restroom. Here's KGO 810's Kathy Whitman.
The spying happened on two separate occasions at the Starbucks on Locust Street in Walnut Creek. Back on the afternoon of February 6th, an employee at the coffee shop spotted the first camera. The second happened just this past Tuesday between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. Walnut Creek Police Detective Gabe Morrow says they arrested 35-year-old Jacob Turner at his home in Benicia.
He was booked on 13 separate counts of a peeping charge.
Now police are working to identify customers who were recorded on those cameras.
Not only for the prosecution of the case, but just, you know, people have a right to know.
Well, television's longest-running show is calling it a wrap after 53 years.
Sábado Gigante.
Yep, Sábado Gigante, which translates to Giant Saturday, is shutting down the weekly variety show in late September. The Spanish-language program, created by Chilean-born host Don Francisco, has been Univision's most popular show. The network didn't say why it's ending the program. Sábado Gigante aired for the very first time in Chile in 1962. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time coming up on 9:04.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
We are coming up on 9:05 here on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I have good news. Eastbound 580, the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, that accident just a little after midspan has finally been cleared and traffic is unwinding rapidly. The road is completely open. Traffic's unwinding from about 101 and it's unwinding very rapidly. In the South Bay, San Jose, 280 southbound before Bird Avenue, we've got another multi-vehicle accident involving a motorcycle. All of them are on the left shoulder. Traffic is heavy back to about Lee Avenue. In Pacifica, be aware, southbound 1 traffic is extremely heavy from about Fassler back to Sharp Park Road. Now back up to the north, heading into Petaluma on northbound 101. Please be careful. Right about San Antonio Road, I'm going to watch out for a huge piece of tire tread in the right lane. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 279 points. The NASDAQ fell 76. In sports, the A's lose to the Royals in Kansas City 6-4. Pitching continues to struggle. Jake Peavy, a rough outing tonight. 3 innings, gives up 4 runs. Giants trailing the Diamondbacks 5-0. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Sunshine, blue skies, but you might want to dress in layers, maybe even bring a change of clothing. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Along the coastline, you'll need a sweater or jacket because a fog is going to be around morning and afternoon, which means temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s on the cool side. But if you'll be around the inland communities where numbers will get up into the mid-80s with sunny skies, I think you can pull off the short sleeves. Low 60s to mid-80s for Saturday, Sunday.
Cooler temperatures then settle in at the beginning of the week. Chance of rain on Wednesday. Right now around the Bay Area, though, nothing but clear skies. We've got 66 degrees in Concord, 51 in Santa Rosa, 54 in Santa Cruz, 50 in Half Moon Bay, 54 in Oakland, 64 in San Jose, and 51 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You gotta love it. It's getting chilly out there.
The temperature really dropped.
I know, yeah. And I said to Heather, because she's sitting here with her leather jacket on, and it's 74 degrees. And I said, well, I'm so glad I left my windows open in my room. She goes, oh my God, it'll be freezing in there.
Freeze to
death. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, here I come, you know, flying into work in the afternoon, yeah. Flip-flops, T-shirt.
Don't
but
like
I knew,
hot.
You know, I was going to go out later tonight, like bring some layers. I have boots in the car to change into. That's living in San Francisco, man. And you must be extra cold because it looks as though you have fewer hairs on the top of your head.
Oh, my new haircut.
Awesome.
Finally. Well, you know, this is like when you move to a new area trying to find a new place to get your haircut. So I went to Great Clips. So do you guess how much the do cost?
Oh my God! You got that for $8?
$6.99.
No way!
$6.99.
Ah, you paid too much.
No, I love it. This is all I need. It was like a dream come true. I thought she was kidding. I said $6.99.
So did you give her a $6 tip?
I gave her a $5 tip. Yes,
nice.
Yes. And then she says, "Oh my God, thank you so much." So which made me think, if somebody gives them a $10 bill, so $6.99 with tax is probably $7. It was probably $8. People would actually give her a $2 tip and think that's fair. Of course, you give her a $5 tip.
A $5 tip on a $6 haircut?
Yeah, on a $7 haircut. Yeah.
What, Heather, what's the going rate for the dye and the cut? Isn't that like a 20% tip on a $150 bill?
Right,
so you've
exactly.
got a tipper like 30 bucks?
Yes, I've played that game before.
Yeah,
I've
paid for many of those myself.
Right, yeah. And it somehow it all ends up looking the same anyway.
Oh, I don't know about
that. I don't think so. Yeah, we disagree.
And if it does, you better say it doesn't.
Well, you know what? This is the Drex summer issue, and I'm running with it. Well, you can take the picture and you put it up at Generation Drex, and we'll let other people distort it.
Decide
and
on how wonderful your haircut is.
Yeah, or not. For $6.99. But, I mean, hey, that's a deal. There's no reason to spend $150. Okay. I know the hairdo people are hating on me right now. That's right. I escaped that $150 haircut.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Hairdressers might be like politicians. It doesn't matter what you say about them as long as you're talking about them.
Well, the bad thing was, too, is when I was doing the $150 haircut, the cut and color, you know, and keeping up with all of that, then I felt like the hair whore when I would run it out and be cheap and go to Supercuts. You know, and they make you feel guilty. Oh, my God, what happened to your hair? Well, I went to Supercuts.
And then they'd go over in the corner talking smack about you, and you'd relapse, like, and, oh, you know, God. Buy a big Hershey's bar, one of those huge ones.
No, I buy a big-ass bottle of jug of wine.
A box of wine.
To forget what your hair looks like?
So let's talk about the ESPN reporter, Brett McHenry. I had no idea who she was. So she's been suspended for 1 week, effective immediately after the video surfaced of the Washington, D.C.-based reporter berating a woman working for a towing company. McHenry can be heard repeatedly and mercilessly, I mean, with no mercy, just attacking the employee in what appears to be security footage of the incident. Amongst the things said.
Well, we've got a little clip in there.
Do you have
it? Karen, run that first clip.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. I will sue this place.
Okay, that's...
I'm in the news, and I'll beep sue this place, all right?
Yeah, well, and then she said, that's why I have a degree and you don't. I wouldn't work in a scumbag place like this. Makes my skin crawl even being here. Yep, that's all you care about is just taking people's money with no education, no skill set. I just wanted to clarify that to you. Do you feel good about your job? So can I be a college dropout too and do the same thing as you do? Why? Because I have a brain and you don't.
Well,
maybe
I hope
I was missing some teeth and you would hire me, huh?
Lose some weight, okay, baby girl?
Yes,
I think
that
was another one.
That,
you know what? I hope her stories are you know, better than, you know, what comes out of her mouth, because that was just, on top of horrible, she made no sense.
Well, there's a couple things going on. First of all, and we talked to Lee Hammer from the KGO traffic department, and he said he is familiar with this particular towing company because he has lived in that part of the world. And, you know, they're bad news. They're very predatory. And it's not so much you have to worry about. We're talking about, for instance, as he said earlier, I don't know, is Lee around?
No, Lee's probably at the ballpark.
Oh, there he is, Lee.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, Lee. So tell everybody about this towing company. You know, you're very familiar with them.
They're basically vermin. Let's say you go in to get, if you go in to get a parking pass, right? And it takes you more than a minute to get your parking pass, your car will be gone by the time you get back out, even though you had to go get a parking pass in the first place. They've been known to tow vehicles with children and dogs inside. They will admit that they will call the pound if there are dogs in the car and such. They look for any excuse they can to tow people off. Even if you're parked legally, sometimes they will still cart you off. I've read from some reports that they will even break into people's cars sometimes. Let's say you got a parking permit hanging from your rearview mirror, and they will hide the parking permit under one of your seats and then later claim, oh, it wasn't there when we got there, but it was. And they're just diabolical.
And it sounds like there's no mechanism in place government-wise to hold them accountable. I mean, you couldn't get away with that in California, but of course, that's D.C., and if it's D.C., that means the federal government's in charge of everything that happens there, and that's probably small potatoes.
I don't know. You know, I see a lot of these towing companies, and some of them, if you are one, call and tell us, 808-0810, are extremely, as I said, predatory. And, you know, talking to Lee earlier, where, you know, you just look around the corner. So the place is closed beside you. The business is closed. Yeah, there's a towing sign. But you know what? You just want to walk across and go to the ATM machine, and you come back and your car is gone. But you didn't see the tow truck. Turns out that they're spying, you know, working with the radio, driving around in cars, looking at these lots, 3, 2, 1, run. And in they go, and out your car goes, and the $250 bill. So this could be what happened to Britt. By the way, that video and that soundbite that you played is very edited. And this
now
company...
I saw the video. It was, that was not edited. That was I actually got the raw video off the internet. I beeped out what she said, and I promise you, it is what you think it is.
Well, it's mean girl stuff for sure, but she was infuriated, and who wouldn't be?
Right.
I mean, everybody is when the car gets towed.
But she's got to. She's held to a higher standard. She's got to do a better job, because there isn't any boss, especially if she's going to be on TV representing that very large network. She's got to watch her P's and Q's. And, and really, she was suspended for a week. And the response, I think, universally has been a 1 week vacation.
I will say this. Here's where she really screwed up, because the first thing out of her mouth when she says, you know, I'm in the news, sweetheart. And the woman says... She says,
smile, you're on candid
smile,
camera.
Yeah, you know, you're being videotaped. That's when she should have
knocked it. Yeah, shut the hell up. How stupid are you?
Right, yeah. It's not the don't you know who I am factor. That's 101. Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's I wouldn't want to be 28 years old like Britt McHenry right now with all the surveillance cameras and all that stuff.
Well, you're being taped everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. You know, actually, I sent a text to a buddy of mine this morning because he knows her, and I remembered that, and I said, "So you know Britt McHenry, don't you?" And he says,
"Oh,
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah." He goes, "I partied with her in D.C. and then I saw her again at the Super Bowl." I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah. Tried hard to hit that. Dodged a bullet."
Oh, my God.
Dodged a bullet. So she is a hothead.
I think other people have said she is rude in real life.
Whoa.
You know, did you know that the Advanced Towing released a statement sort of saying, hey, cut her some slack? They said, parking enforcement is contentious by nature. At the same time, neither Gina, our lot clerk, nor our company have any interest in seeing Britt McHenry suspended or terminated as a result of her comments. That is way too kind.
What was the bill? Does anybody know what the bill was? I'm guessing probably $500 or $600.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great question.
No, it's probably $150 or $250. I've had my car towed in a big city before, and it was like $250. But it's the aggravation.
You have got to be kidding. It was $700 for me when I got my car towed in like 1998.
Here?
Yes.
You've got to. Wow.
Oh my God.
I got my car towed last year, and I got to the tow yard like 2 minutes after 6 o'clock, and they closed at like 5 or 6. And that added a bunch more.
A
there
day.
Were people there. That added a bunch more money. It was like $560.
Wow. Rip
$560.
Off.
And it was, should I say it? Yeah, it was. I was towed from a parking garage where I worked.
Yeah, that sucked.
Because you were in my spot?
No.
I narked you out. No, sorry, man.
You're the one that did that?
Yeah, well right, so here's what happened at the old parking garage is that they were signed, you know, this is reserved, but nonetheless.
No, there was no reserve sign there.
So they just willy-nilly towed
it. No, there were reasons, but, you know, it was petty.
All right, let's
was
go.
It be? Oh, okay, never mind.
What? No. Ask.
The girl this, you had bound and gagged
is,
in the back.
This is not a criminal investigation. No, the deal was that I'd had a beef with the parking attendant a couple of days before that
over something
that was supposed to have been done, and, you know, it caused me some problems. And
did you do the whole, don't you know who I am?
I've never done that. Never, ever,
no,
ever
no,
done
never
that.
Never do that. That's bad news.
But I did. I did strenuously object. Isn't that, that's a Demi Moore from A Few Good Men.
Okay. Yeah.
David in Stockton, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
So here's the thing. She sounds like a person with a lot of education with an IQ of 25. I mean, really? I mean, that woman, I mean, I get tired of people saying that, oh, I got a lot of education. I know people that have a higher education, and they have no common sense. Their IQ is 25. It's ridiculous. They're still stupid. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if she would have gotten caught, she would have apologized on the Twitter page. You know,
she
what
is
saying?
Blonde.
The fact that she is blonde, but you know, but the fact is, you know, a lot of people. I'm just tired of people making excuses for their action when they get caught. It's just to me, if you can't say anything anywhere without being videotaped or recorded in public, and you have no expectation of privacy in public at all.
Well,
so you
there
really,
you go.
She should know better. Yes, and especially working in the media. Like I said, that was the second thing. The first thing that she said was some smart-ass comment, and then the woman warned her. She said, I'm in the news, sweetheart. The next thing, you know, the parking attendant said, by the way, you're being videotaped. That's
right.
That should have been
her
clue.
Thing too. Here's another additional thing. As far as I'm concerned, I'll be surprised that if the ratings go down, she'll probably get another job somewhere else because of this this hoopla with all the media attention that she's getting.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, if she don't make it in Playboy, she might make it in Woman's World. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
All right. Thank you very much,
Thanks, David.
Thank you for listening.
Well, I hope she ends up working at Advanced Towing. Maybe I'll take her or a parking lot attendant or something.
I don't think she's qualified.
Yeah. Touche.
You know the whole theory that I told you that they did this study and it was on, I don't think it was Mythbusters, but it was maybe on the Science Channel or something. So they did this with the towing places because, as you said, it's very contentious. When people come in there, they're pissed. They want their car.
Oh, yeah.
So they did this. They they decided to use calming colors. So they used, they painted everything pink in the room. And people walked in like, what the is going on in here? And they came in raging and they left laughing.
I don't know. I think pink would irritate me. What about you, Heather? Yeah, there are pink walls in here.
Is that the goal of these walls?
That's beige. Everybody hates beige. All right, I've got to take a break. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Trucks Radio Show on KGOA 10.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains 2 DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus 2 free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hola, bringing in the weekend. It is finally here with 14 more days until the Age of Ultron. Yes, that's the Avengers movie. And Star Wars, The Force Reawakens. Actually, it's The Force Awakens. Oh, we have audio from the second trailer that was just released. Here it is.
The Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it. My sister has it. You have that power too.
Chewie, we're home.
Hey, And hallelujah. Now, that just sounded like a movie trailer to you and I, probably, but to all of the Star Wars geeks in SoCal, that was a very big deal, and there's much to be explained in all of that, and we probably didn't get it. So that's what I hear. First of all, everybody's talking with the voiceover from Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker, saying the Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it. My sister has it. You have the power, too. When he says, my father has it, you see a busted-up Darth Vader mask. Why he says has instead of had, when Vader is supposed to be dead, that's not clear. And that's really, really freaking people out. It's a problem, Heather. It's a big problem in SoCal right now as these people are trying to figure it out. Okay. And let me just play that clip.
The Force is strong in my family. My father has it.
See?
I have it. And my sister has it.
Aha. So we're all very confused. Why did he say has instead of had? When Vader is supposed to be, you know, dead isn't clear. I don't know. Yeah, but the lines are actually from Return of the Jedi, it turns out, when Luke first told Princess Leia they were brother and sister. And the trailer shows what looks like a one woman handing a lightsaber to another woman. Now, we're assuming here that Leia is handing the lightsaber to her daughter. She's the one Luke is talking to in the voiceover. We're also assuming her dad is Han Solo because, well, you know he hit that, all right? But there are a bunch of action scenes, but like all good geek porn, they save the money shot for the end, and it's Harrison Ford and Chewbacca.
Chewie, we're home.
That's the money shot.
I love Chewy voice, okay. Whatever that is.
More of the late night, late show wrap up in just a minute. Coming up on KGOA 10.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon. And after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double-pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
Ocean Mist Heirloom Artichokes, the unique variety grown only in the coastal region of Castroville, are in peak season now through May. There are many ways to cook and eat an artichoke. Whether you're a top chef or a home cook looking for a healthy way to add fiber and antioxidants to your diet, go to allaboutartichokes.com for recipes and how-to cooking videos that make enjoying Ocean Mist Farms Heirloom Artichokes as easy as 1, 2, 3. Locally grown Ocean Mist Farms Heirloom Artichokes, available now at Fine Northern California grocery stores.
Every 4 seconds, a Ford technician expertly performs a multi-point inspection on a vehicle. So if you're looking to find confidence, you just found enough to hand-feed a steak to a starving lion. Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/15.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Analysis of paralysis, that's what we were doing with Star Wars with that trailer. By the way, believe it or not, Amazon.com still sells VHS tapes. Yes, those. And the top seller is the Star Wars and the whole trilogy. Someone somewhere is buying all of that. When we come back, a gospel singer's voice is so low, sounds like he's burping the whole damn thing. Oh, it's a lot of fun. And more. It's Friday night, people. The late night, late show wrap up is on the way. First, John Libertini and the KGO Newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Top story at the bottom of the hour, more ride sharing regulation. The so-called arrogance of companies like Lyft and Uber has the industry now staring at new legislation out of Sacramento. It's a privacy issue, and among the more glaring moments of late, the Uber executive who revealed last year that the company uses a tool that tracks passengers.
Assemblymember Ed Chow says the bill is in response to recent news headlines about transportation network companies misusing and mishandling personal information.
The stories range from tracking customers in real time and stalking reporters to data breaches where hackers obtain account records.
Richard Holliber, executive director of the Consumer Federation of California.
I'd be frightened to death if I was an Uber user for many reasons, including both lack of privacy controls, but also security controls.
The bill stops companies from sharing customer information with a third party and limits the amount of time that companies can keep that personal data.
That is KGO 810's Brian Pelletier.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll sue this place. Okay,
well, you know her now, 28-year-old blonde-haired beauty Britt McHenry, now suspended for 1 week by sports network ESPN for, as we talked about, berating a tow truck company clerk, and it was all caught on camera.
Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why, because I have a brain and you don't?
Reporter Britt McHenry was suspended by ESPN for 1 week after she was seen verbally berating a towing company clerk as she tried to retrieve her car, which had been towed.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll sue this place.
Okay, that's fine, and I'll play your video, so careful.
McHenry, who was alerted that she was being recorded right there, apologized for the incident after the video went public, saying she let her emotions get the best of her, quote, in an intense and stressful moment.
That is correspondent John Stolness. Of course, we are nothing but happy here in the Bay Area, and a Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index shows that San Jose could soon take over San Francisco as perhaps the happiest place in the Bay Area. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes learned, you can find a lot of happy people in San Francisco during the lunch hour on a Friday.
There don't seem to be many complaints at the Old Ship Saloon in the financial district, according to patron Marilyn Holmes.
Everything's good. Job market is good. Weather is good. It's amazing. It's just much better than San Jose.
Jason Marsh is with the Greater Good Science Center at UC Berkeley and says a lot goes into being happy.
People with more social connection generally are happier. 50% of a person's happiness can be accounted for by their genetic makeup.
The study found the Sarasota, Florida area is the happiest, with towns on the Pennsylvania-Ohio border as least happy.
Well, we'll check your happiness coming up with traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job? Just walking into your boss and saying, I quit. And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down, www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
The San Francisco International Film Festival returns for 2 weeks, April 23rd through May 7th, with an extraordinary showcase of cinematic discovery and innovation. Tickets and program info at festival.sffs.org.
Hi, this is Scott O'Neill with MadEndure.com, a Diamond Certified company and KGO Radio listener. Get access to the Diamond Certified directory at kgoradio.com. Go there to find local companies rated highest in quality.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time now to check your Bay Area roadways with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. And things are very happy on Bay Area roadways, I'll tell you. All I have for you is good news at the moment. Westbound 80 before Powell, you got an accident on the right shoulder, but the good news is it's only causing exceedingly minor delays. Just give police some room to get that cleared up, if you would, please. San Francisco, northbound 280 at 101. Construction is causing minor delays. In the South Bay, San Jose, 280 southbound before Bird Avenue. They cleared that multi-vehicle accident. You still have some sluggishness through there, but it's not bad. And in Pacifica, southbound 1, traffic relaxing very nicely between Fassler and Sharp Park Road. If you're going to use the San Mateo Bridge, just be aware that construction's causing minor delays in both directions. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's lose, the Giants are losing, 7-0 bottom of the seventh. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 279 points today. The NASDAQ fell 76. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Fog and a sea breeze caused a noticeable drop in temperatures today along the coast and around the bay. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
We're going to keep the fog in the forecast for your weekend plans. And just a quick reminder, beach hazard statement remains up for rough surf along our entire coastline until 9 p.m. tonight. Now, as we head into the weekend, we're going to continue to keep it cool and foggy at the coast, but warm and sunny inland. 50s, 60s coast to the mid-80s inland.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies. It's 62 degrees in Walnut Creek, 64 in Concord, 50 in Santa Rosa, 61 in Napa, 62 in San Jose, and 51 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
The Late Night Late Show wrap-up is on KGO 810. Okay, so 22 more days, actually 23 more days until Mother's Day. And 35 more days until Memorial Day, and 65 more days until Father's Day. Significant digits for Friday, this Friday, April 17th, 2015. Away messages are back. Facebook Messenger is adding the ability to set an away message for up to 12 hours. Ooh, remember, future tech titans, imitating AOL is absolutely the route to success. And 13 more days.
So wait.
Yes.
You're able to tell all your Facebook friends that you're not online.
For 12 hours.
Oh, God. We've reached critical mass.
Would something just
explode already?
Yeah. Oh, turns out that's going to happen.
What?
Yes. Significant digits for today. 13 more days. How long until NASA's Messenger spacecraft, currently orbiting Mercury, has until it runs out of fuel and crashes into the aforementioned planet? The craft has been orbiting Mercury since March of 2011, but what it will do, now that it knows that it's coming to an end, presumably the Messenger's bucket list is to continue orbiting Mercury and not much else. And finally, 2 million. As digits go for the day. Number of high school aged Americans who smoke e-cigarettes, according to the CDC. For some reason, people seem to think that telling a bunch of teenagers an activity is potentially dangerous will make them stop doing it. Dangerous. You tell them it's dangerous, it will make them stop doing it. A strategy that has never worked in the history of teenagers. Oh, okay. And we know that to be true because we'll be talking about it next week. Yeah.
When did you first smoke a cigarette?
Never.
Oh, really?
No, I tried like a half one. No.
Yeah, when you were a little kid.
And I don't think love my father very much, and I don't think he would mind me mentioning this, but he was a chain smoker. So when I was a kid and growing up in a very cold northeastern part of this country, I would be hot boxed in his truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and had to breathe
I've heard of this.
Yeah, and so
I couldn't stand it.
Oh my God, you're just disgusted.
Well, and he stopped probably 25 or 30 years ago, God bless him. But I have to say, I thank him because that stopped me from ever
wanting. You never wanted to pick one up.
Never.
Yeah.
I remember trying like a half one.
Ugh. Now, my parents are such clean livers. I grew up in such clean household in a way, you know, except for the wine and whatnot. But yeah, I think I was like eight, like a little friend's older sister smoked under the stairs.
Did you smoke?
You know, we tried it just to be cool, okay. But I probably didn't inhale or something like that. I don't know. I'm just making the point of like, everybody does this.
No,
then
they
start at some or other age and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I just think there's a lot of hysteria around kids and smoking.
Oh, I smoke the other stuff.
Yeah. Although it is highly addictive, so I just wasn't one of those people.
Well, we'll talk about the e-cigarettes and the vaping next week because what is the spot that's running still blowing smoke.org. Wow. The state of California is heavy on that campaign.
Yeah.
Really heavy about the vaping thing. Lollipop, 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 playing in the background.
So odd.
Yeah, trying to get kids addicted to nicotine.
I feel like it's a little hysterical, and I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater with regard to e-cigarettes. So we're going to try to get people to present both sides of the issue next week.
Hmm.
Just something we're working on.
Well, you were talking about families. You know, the average family only spends 34 minutes a day together.
Ah!
Yeah. So check this out.
Wait, so I could have had a family, and they wouldn't have driven me bonkers?
Well, everybody in the family is super busy. It's not quite clear why, but, you know, I don't know. It's not like you're driving around in a van solving mysteries, so it's so damn important. They only spend 97 minutes together on weekends. 80% of parents feel like they don't spend enough time with their kids. The average family only eats 4 meals a week together. And when we are together, 60% of parents say they're at the, well, say you're watching TV or playing around on your phone, so what the hell?
Not very good together time.
And, back to the Facebook. Let me see here. 20% of people lie on Facebook to make their lives seem more interesting than they are. Really?
Just 27?
Just 20?
Or 20? I'm not even going through that.
That's just way. That's what I think about that.
Oh, my God. Some people clearly spend most of their vacation working on the perfect selfie.
That was one of the top ones. So, see, you guessed it. There was no need to even go there.
People already.
We were talking about movies and, how hot this Star Wars trailer is. Just insane how it's got everybody buzzing. Oh, well, social media especially, and the Star Wars geeks. But and so is the Fast and Furious. It continues. The Furious 7 will once again be the number one movie of the weekend, no doubt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But is this check like this the out. Fifth or sixth week in a row, it seems like?
Well, it'll be the third. I want to tell you this. So Paul Walker touched a lot of people in Fast and Furious movies, but some more than others, like Cindy Leon, who was Eva Mendez's body double on Too Fast, Too Furious. She says Paul touched her everywhere. She was actually enjoying the talents of both Paul and Tyrese. But when they realized that they were both hitting it, they were cool about it. In fact, that's when they started bonding.
Eva Mendez?
The body double.
Oh, my God.
As for what Paul was like in the sack, Cindy says he was sweet and loving, and, quote, was not too small. However, true to the stereotype, Tyrese was more impressive in that department.
Whoa.
So Cindy is actually on social media in the video explaining that. I think that's a little naughty.
She'll never eat lunch in this town again.
Yeah. Or that town.
Yeah.
after 4 days, Gwyneth Paltrow consciously uncoupled from her commitment to live off food stamps for 1 week. She was going to do this?
Yeah.
She was pledging to spend living a week on $29 like people do on food stamps, but she only lasted 4 days. She says, quote,
right?
I personally broke and had some chicken and fresh vegetables, you know, and so I give myself a C-. Yeah, she just couldn't do it. She said, it didn't help that I started off with the wrong foot using $29 for weekly food allowance on essential items like 7 limes, garlic, cilantro, and avocado. I mean, what were the 7 limes for?
Her gin and tonic.
Yes, for the tequila.
I'm so sort of flummoxed by that story because I feel like she doesn't eat, so it'd be easy for her to do this green stamp.
She gives herself a C-.
Food stamp thing. But then the other thing is she's like, see, I'm human. I had to break down. And I just hate her.
You know, it's one of those things. I'm neither here nor there with her, but I know that people have very strong opinions about her.
I am a hater.
Why is that?
Oh, she's just so annoying with her stupid blog goop and her macrobiotic diet
that
she put
is?
Her kids on, Apple and all that stuff. Oh, she's just such a dingbat. Talk to Michael Finney's producer, Laura Starr. Oh, my God. She's just like me, but she's got better, you know, cohesive opinions on Gwyneth Paltrow.
More chutzpah about Gwyneth Paltrow. Gotta love that. And we love the good news that's on the way next on the Drex Radio Show. Oh, I didn't get to the gospel singer. Oh, we'll do that next. That's good news, too.
As soon
gospel
as we come back.
Yes.
I want to hear some gospel.
You got it. It's so low, it sounds like he's burping. Yes, the Drex Radio Show continues on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO 810.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, "I quit"? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down. www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
The San Francisco International Film Festival returns for 2 weeks, April 23rd through May 7th, with an extraordinary showcase of cinematic discovery and innovation. Tickets and program info at festival.sffs.org.
Hi, this is Scott O'Neill with MadInDoor.com, a Diamond-certified company and KGO radio listener. Get access to the Diamond Certified directory at kgoradio.com. Go there to find local companies rated highest in quality.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech. I'm so surprised! I had no idea! I'm not even prepared! Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive Discounts that got me here. Safe Driver Multicar, Paid in Full Multi-Policy. This is just such a big moment. And did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent. Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Fresh, live,
Local, the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
A new list of the 10 most overrated cities in the world include 4 in the United States. So let's start with number 10 overrated, Sydney, followed by Rome, followed by Bora Bora, London. That one's not fair. That one's not right. Honolulu is number 6. Overrated, please.
Oh, I thought you said expensive. Overrated, huh?
Yeah, overrated. London's number 7.
I would disagree.
Yeah, Honolulu's number 6. Dubai is number 5. I hear that's
true.
That
could be.
Paris is number 3.
Boo. Mm. And, you know, Rome shouldn't be on the list.
Yeah,
I can't say enough good things about Rome.
I want to go to Rome. I've never been. Is it worth it?
Yes.
I'm not Catholic. Will they let me in?
I love it. Even with all the Catholics, I love it. I went to the Vatican. Oh God.
There's so much to do
and see. And the music and the food and the people and everything is perfect and wonderful.
Number 3 is Miami, overrated.
Yeah.
Number 2 is New York City. Sorry, I totally agree with that one.
Mm.
Yeah, what am I apologizing for? And the most overrated city in the world is right here. It's Las Vegas. Las Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure. Is that even a city? It feels like a big theme park.
I guess we should feel bad for them. I mean, it's just a hot mess, isn't it? So let's get to this. Gospel singer's voice is so low. His name is Ken Turner, and this has gone viral today. And he's singing a song called Rainbow of Love. He gets a bunch. I mean, it's just outrageous, the hits that he's getting on YouTube. His voice is so low, it kind of sounds like he's belching. Okay, so let's take a listen.
It's called The Rainbow of Love.
Oh, my God. The Oak Ridge Boys used to have a baritone.
Oh, my God.
Goodness. Now, when it hits 40 seconds here, we're going really deep. Hang on.
Deeper?
10 seconds.
I wish I could really burp right now so we could compare.
With your vocal cords, everybody, everywhere. Yes, it's like a Kermit, yes.
Kermit the Frog was oddly high.
So, I don't know. Does that bring back the religion?
Am I feeling all religious now? No, I still am not going to go to church on Sunday.
Oh, that's horrible. Well, then let me give you your 8 erogenous zones for a Friday night that you didn't know that you had, Heather.
Yay.
Yes.
Maybe I'll try one out as soon as I get out of here.
Right. So the website, She Knows, made a list of 8 erogenous zones you might not know about. And they're all begging to be tried out this weekend. So here we go. Number 8, spine.
Oh, for sure.
Scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Underarm.
No. Tickle, 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 tickle.
I don't know.
I get the tickles there. No, okay. Don't touch it.
Lower stomach.
Oh, I don't know.
Inner thigh.
Yes. Sorry.
I don't know how I'm going to segue to the good news with that. It's going to be a train wreck. Number 3, feet.
Yeah.
Eyes. How are eyes erogenous? I guess it's the stare. It can't be a touch.
Did you ever do butterfly kisses?
No, what's that? Oh, that. Oh, okay, yeah.
Or if somebody does your eyebrows. Oh, that's so relaxing.
Mm-hmm. And number 1 is ears. Rubbing in the ears.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. Speaking of your $6 haircut, when you pay extra,
you need to leave
at my
alone.
Salon, my gal like shampoos your head. Like,
I know. The massage, because you have to justify the $150 and the $30 tip you have to give her.
But then she would also do the little ear pull. And I'm like,
I can't
tell
you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get up out of this chair with this wet hair
when
and start making out with you.
Listen, when I left Berkeley today and I found this place, this great clips on my own. Well, no, actually.
Oh, did you do it all on your own in your
Sharon,
big boy pants?
Sharon helped me, actually. And, but she gave me the directions. So then I had to text her, and I said, look at this. It cost me $7. And I gave her a $5 tip. I feel really good about that today. Okay.
Alrighty then. So when we return.
No, we're done. We're done. We're getting to the
not
good news.
Not forever.
Well, no.
Oh, we have one more good news.
Yeah,
okay.
We have good news. So there's a 3-year-old named Ethan, has been in the hospital in Salt Lake for almost a month with pneumonia. And his parents recently noticed the only thing that has been cheering him up is playing with Hot Wheels. Now, he always holds one in his hand when he has a procedure, and he keeps them lined up next to his bed.
Aww.
So he's so protective, his nurses won't even touch him. So earlier this month, a friend of Ethan's dad, who happens to run a blog about collecting Hot Wheels, heard about it and asked if he could post something.
Had pneumonia, and it just kept getting worse and worse. Our doctor said we won the worst case scenario of pneumonia. He's had been poked and prodded and had CAT scans and chest x-rays and IVs. Hot Wheels, yes. They all are very aware of how important these cars are, so they don't touch the pillows. They don't take them out of his hand. They will run around the hospital trying to find a car for him. Probably he has 100 cars so far. It's just been so fun to see how great people are just trying to help out and do what they can.
Okay, and so now the latest update is he's gotten over 200 more.
Oh,
a lot of Hot Wheels. Okay, and that's the good news. Well, that is good. That's,
did you have any Hot Wheels when you were little?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, does your mom still have them? Have her send them to the kid?
No, they're gone.
Oh, okay.
They left the house a long time ago. So have a great weekend.
And when we come back, it'll be 420.
Oh, that's right. And so Dave Gehringer, he is
Dale Gehringer.
Yeah, from Normal was telling us that 420 on 420 is going to be a big deal. So we'll be working, but preparing the show.
Maybe we can have a reporter head up to Haight Street and do some call-ins.
Yeah, you guys celebrate for us.
It is hooray on Haight on 420.
420 on 420. Yeah. We'll get to it. Have a fabulous weekend. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
The California state solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Hi, this is Carfax. You already say, show me the Carfax. But now you can say, show me millions of used cars for sale at the all-new Carfax.com, where now you can search with the power of Carfax. Want cars with no accidents reported? You got them. Used cars that are well-maintained? You can find those too. Even one-owner cars are just a click away. Plus, we're the only site where you get a free Carfax report with every car for sale. So, find the cars you want, avoid the ones you don't. Start your used car search at Carfax.com.
Friends to you, don't waste your time. Here's why. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGOradio.com, a Cumulus station.